Intro. Voices by Janet Galluli. Narrated by Janet Galluli. Prologue. She wonders when the Lord will save her from all this. She stands up and looks out the window. It is dusk. She sees three deer staring at her for a long time and remembers she is on the second level. They stare at her and she thanks Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Lord is answering my prayer and will rescue me from all this. Another moment she asks God what kind of man is this in her life, and she looks out the window at dusk. The moon is huge and down low. She knows this is not a good sign. She knew her boyfriend knew all about this and wanted it to happen because he wanted her to leave. The stalking went on for 2 years. There are so many details to get into. They stalked her day and night. Abusers had shifts. The aggregators would be outside the window, but she could not see them for there was a ledge. The stalkers would wake her up at 3 a.m. There were not shades on the windows, which were bay windows, so the trackers had view of the whole apartment. The gang had cameras in the apartment and bugging device in her car. Her boyfriend gave them access to everything. Chapter 1. It is hard to tell the story when it is so surreal. I could not believe it was happening myself. The only ones that believed me was a friend of mine and my oldest sister. My oldest sister said I could not make up such stuff every day. It started out as an innocent crush at church. I left the church because things were not going well. He started stalking me, this man that pretended to be in love with me. I soon came to realize that the man from church was demonic. The first thing I noticed is I heard a voice say, 2 cars away from me, boy, she sure is happy for being so homely. Then I would hear him and his friend say caring things about me. The whole joke for a long time was, this guy in love with me or not. My next door neighbor had all my clothes that were hung up in my closet, claiming he found them in the laundry room. My boyfriend acted like I was making it up. Then I started thinking he was involved with this whole stalking game. When they really knew I was on to them, the pursuers got really vicious and nasty. These stalkers could be funny too. I was their prisoner, so I had to almost make believe these people were friends. I really wanted to believe this guy really was in love with me. They would harass me day and night. I never did get a break. The stress from the harassment was so bad one day I pooped on my bedroom floor. I felt invaded every private moment of mine. Today, after getting involved with a gigolo years later, but mostly the stalkers, I have no desire for any kind of male relationship. I went to a lot of different churches to pray, and they followed me to every church. They would talk quietly, but never could I see them, for they remained hidden. One day I went to a private church, and they yelled real loud. I was scared and quoted scripture from the Bible.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?